Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and amen.
What about you? Do you have that seed in the ground? Oh, praise his name. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving on to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, and to the whole ADM family, good evening. I'd like to say good evening to our international partners, amen, to our national partners, and to our local partners. And for you that are just joining in, good evening. God bless you. May the joy of the Lord be your strength on today. For God has richly blessed us and brought us through this wonderful Wednesday. Thank God for his grace and his mercy that endureth until all generations. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith. How are you?
Blessed.
First, amen, amen. Father God, first I come giving Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life, and I give him honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple, and everyone at ADM Ministry this afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you gave us another opportunity, God, to come to your thrones of thanksgiving, God, we just thank you for another opportunity, God, to just lift up our holy hand and give you the praises and the glory, God. We thank you that you've given us strength, God, to continue to push on in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for all things, God. We even thank you for this opportunity, God, to be on the air, God. We pray, God, that we'll touch somebody's heart, God, somebody's mind today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every you once more in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them on the way to school and on the way back and going and coming in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to rise them, raise them up, God, as holy young women, God, to teach them and to lead them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. So we say thank you this afternoon, God, for a blessed day that you allowed us to see, God. We thank you for your healing power, God, today. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up everybody, every sick vessel that it is, God. Oh, God, let them realize, God, that by the stripes you are healed, God. Let them continue to stand on your word like never before, God. Oh, how we thank you this afternoon, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did it once again, God. We thank you for your glory, God. We thank you for leading and guiding us in the paths of righteousness. For your name's sake, God, continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue to give us a mind regulator, God. Your mind, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us see what you see, God. Let us hear what you see, God. Continue to let us lay before you and pray like never before, God. We thank you, God, for all things, God. Don't let us take you for granted, God, because the things that you do, you really don't have to do it, God. Oh, because of your mercy, your grace, and your love and your kindness. So we say thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up our family members once more, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, save them and deliver them and set the captive free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we pray that you continue to stretch us, God. Continue to make us into what you will have us to be, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, even right this second, God, you're healing somebody, God. You're delivering, how do I about say, setting somebody's soul free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because even at this minute, God, you're beginning to give somebody some joy that they never had before, huh?
like never before. God, we thank you, God. You're beginning to give somebody some peace, God, the peace that they never understood and had in their life, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, today that you continue to stretch the angels around our elderly ones, God. Shield and protect them like never before, in the name of Jesus. God, we just cry out today, God. Have your divine way, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, God. Oh, God, but when you come in, God, oh, what a time, what a time. So we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out to you today, God. Have mercy upon our soul, God. Mercy, Lord, yes, lead us and guide us, become the Lord, God, and to our truth in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, let us begin to intake your, inhale your truth, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, that we can declare, Lord, God, that you are the healer, God. So we can tell somebody how much you love them, huh? In the name of Jesus. So we can tell somebody when they be discouraged, God, we can say be encouraged. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for teaching us, God, that we have to even encourage ourselves. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. So we say, God, have your way today. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask this afternoon. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for that perfect prayer right now, Lord God. Move on it. Touch it right now. By your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, touch every heart. Touch every mind. Touch every thought process, Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Renew, reprove every situation. Pour out your anointing, even right now. Come in the midst. Take full control. And we surrender all, Holy Spirit, unto you. That you direct, that you guide, that you put back in the position, that you put back into the land.
Yes,
I thought that.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Amen.
Yes,
change
Lord.
Your mindset, Lord God. Renew it in you. Through your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit in you, God. Right now, hit the next. Next. And let it.
Yes.
Every heart right now.
Ooh,
every
desire,
Lord God. For what should keep the leading you? Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes,
move
Lord.
Right now. In the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Touch us right now.
Yes,
touch
Lord,
us right now.
Yes,
we need
Lord,
a touch from
of,
you,
yes,
Holy Spirit.
Lord.
And we
yes,
know
Lord.
Everything
yes,
Lord. Is all right.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
In the
so
name.
We thank you.
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
You.
Yes,
Lord. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For coming in the midst.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
You. For coming in the
yes,
midst.
Yes, Lord.
And shaking the atmosphere
Ooh,
around
yes,
us.
Lord.
Coming in the midst and
thank
renew
yes.
everything, Lord God, that you need to renew in us on
yes.
today. We give you thanks.
Yes,
we give
Lord,
you honor. We
yes,
give you
Lord.
The glory, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
In the name
in
of
the
Jesus,
name of, yes,
the glory
Lord.
Of your Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Yes,
because
Lord.
There's power, there's
yes.
power
yes,
in your
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Look and day. Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for your
Ooh,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for your peace.
Thank
you,
Lord.
For
thank you.
On today. We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Everything.
In Jesus'
name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Because
yes.
you're worthy. You're worthy,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and
yes,
thank
yes.
And
thank
pray.
You, Lord.
And we glorify your holy name.
Yes, we do, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
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 For you being holy. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, in the name of yes, Lord.
God, we thank you. God,
thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Everything.
Yes, Lord. Thank
all
you, Jesus.
Give you
yes,
honor.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we do, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
We must move on along.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And we're
going
to say good evening to our own Mother Helen Walker, a.k.a. Mother OG.
Amen.
That's getting ready to come in her own way and break the bread of life around the table of the Lord. With you and good to me.
Yes.
Mother Helen, have your way.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I just want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, the giver of life, who just keeps us day by day, moment by moment, second by second. And I give honor to my pastor, Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha, Pastor James Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, the motherboard, the deacons, the praise team, everything that it takes, everybody that it takes to make up the body of an ADM ministry. I say good evening to you, and I love you in Jesus' name. And I also honor and thank God for the listeners out there, Bookhead High Rise, international listeners, everybody local, statewide. We appreciate you to giving a listening ear on Wednesday night. Well, I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to pour a quart in a pint. And what I'm going to talk about, have you ever been tempted to give up? Just say, this is it, throw in the towel. Last week, last Wednesday, I was just so crushed when I came on, but I didn't let it interfere with me, my doing what I need to do for the Lord. I had lost a loved one that was very dear to my heart, passed away. Then I had two other people that were critical that was on my heart. But you know God is a healer. But then come the next day, you always have your critics. And sometimes as much as you think you know God, as much as you know the word, the enemy will find a little peephole to slip through a family member. I call them the family critics. So you get to thinking about some things that's been said and what you need to do and you're old and all of that. And that part of your brain where the fear come in that Pastor taught us like amygdala, that kicked in. And then I got to remembering some of the things that God had already brought me through. I said, why should I pull the covers up over my head? I'm going to keep it moving and keep my focus on God.
Amen.
And I don't know if many of you remember, we've got everything is so modern now, but a long time ago they had what you call projectors, and you had to roll the screen and, you know, have the tape in it, and it would show whatever picture you wanted to show. And as I was sitting in my prayer time, meditating on the word of God, he began to project some things, began to roll and show and call out the things that he had done for me. It's good to remember when God healed you from a stroke, when God gave you your eyesight back, when God made a way out of no way. It's good to remember those things, and it will put you back in the right perspective. So don't ever think that you so prayed up and that you so geared up in God that the enemy won't send in. He always have a critic out there. He always have a little hole that he can come through. But I come here tonight to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, saints of God, it ain't nothing like the word of God. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like throwing in the towel, when you feel like that things just not going your way, and things are not going to always go your way because God knows everything. And he took me to the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and it's a familiar scripture that people always say. the 30 and the 31st verses. He said, even the youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. So I'm saying to Mother OG today, don't faint. I'm saying to the people under the sound of my voice, don't faint. God's grace is sufficient for you.
Yes.
Sometimes you may feel that God is not going to heal you, that God is not going to fulfill what he said he was going to do. But if he said it, that settled it, and that's it.
Yes.
And
amen.
I went on a little further over in the scripture and kept on reading. And he said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Isn't that good to know that when these times come upon you, when you're feeling a little low and depressed, go to the Word of God and just ask God to point things out to you. And he also carried me to Isaiah 65:24. It shall come to pass that before you call, I will answer, and while you are yet speaking, I will hear. It's that good to know, even before we get it out of our lips, that he's there waiting to hear your call. He said, hang in there, Mother Jackson. Hang in there, Pastor Smith. Hang in there, Mother OG. Hang in there, Pastor Temple, First Lady Latina. All the ADL members, hang in there. The best is yet to come. Let us not be weary in well-doing, shall we shall reap if we faint not. Oh, God, I thank you for those words. And he also said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So who wouldn't serve a God like that? When the times come that you think you're going to throw in the towel, pull the covers up over your head and say, I'm walking away from it all, just remember that you're in the secret place of the Most High. He's like an eagle hovering over you, keeping you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, my God, just go into the Word. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Do we believe that today? If we keep looking to the hill from which comes all our help coming from the Lord. People of God, we know everything is not going to go to the form all of the time. But always remember, God is working out a more excellent way. Sometimes he have to grow us. When he grow us up, it's uncomfortable, but we have to lean and depend on him. We have to stay focused. We have to think about God's grace and his mercy. You have to look back under the things when you were out there in sin. He didn't let you get killed. He didn't let you get shut up. He brought you for a time like this. So you're going to have going through moments that I call them. You're going to have moments when you think you can't make it. But I come to tell you today that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wings of the Almighty. Oh, my God. Everybody that's successful went through something. If they would begin to give you that story, if you begin to see what David went through, you begin to see what Isaiah, Jeremiah, and in Lamentations, I just keep hearing that scripture in mind. His compassion is so great for us. His mercy is new every morning. So why should we complain? Why should we fret? Why should we worry? We should let, it's the human part. It's the fleshly part. But don't stay over there too long. It's an emotional part. Don't stay there too long. Come back on the other side and say, God, for God I live and for God I die. And give God the glory. We are winners. Keep pushing through. Keep a winning attitude. With God's help, you, me, everybody will win. Lastly, but not all, the 2 Corinthians and the 4th chapter, 16 and 17, says, therefore, we do not lose heart, but through our outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. I hope this has encouraged someone on tonight. Don't throw in the towel. Stay with God. He already heard your cry. Just give it time. Be patient. have the long suffering, keep your joy, and keep your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, mother. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Stick with it.
Yes.
Don't
amen.
Give up.
Amen.
God is holding your hand.
Hallelujah.
When you feel like you want to give up, when you feel like you want to give out, throw your hands up. Hold your head up to heaven. Say, Lord, here I am. I ain't got tired yet. But I'm on my way, Lord God. Higher and higher to you. But I ain't going to give up. I ain't going to give out. And I'm not going to give in. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, I thank you that you carry me through and that you make a way of escape. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God has not forgotten about you.
Amen.
Just keep your sight and your mind stayed on Jesus. And
amen.
He'll keep you in
Lord.
Perfect peace.
Yes,
oh, yes,
Lord.
He will. Through the sickness, through the pain, through the suffering, through the finances, through everything, he said he'll make a way. All we have to do is stick with it. Stick with God's unchanging hand. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Lord,
oh,
Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you know, he said he did not come, amen, praise God, to come to pray or preach, amen, to the well, but to the sick. The sick are the ones that need physician. Amen, glory to God. But see, God is a healer. Amen.
Yes.
And we don't have to stay in that state. Whatever rut that we're in, God has made a way of escape for you and for me.
Amen.
Praise God. We don't care nothing about the enemy because we got him under our feet. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Think not it strange, for God is not a man that he will not lie. But for you and for me, he gave his son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice. Shed his blood. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus on today that he will do such a thing for you and for me. Don't give up. Hold on, saints. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Lord.
Thank the mother on the day for those encouraging words coming from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God just don't speak those words to speak those words to go in one ear and come out the other. He speaks his word because he's speaking life eternally for you and for I on today.
Amen.
And we thank God. We thank God. Amen.
Amen.
So don't give up. Don't give out.
Amen.
No matter how dismal it may seem, amen, God has got a blessing for you. And you know what? It's only a prayer away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So take your eyes off the natural.
Yeah.
Focus on the spiritual ramifications and the holy word of God that he will carry you through and give you the victory each and every time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And
thank
now, a word from our own pastor, Apostle Temple Smith. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you all. I'm over here having a little church right about now. Amen. 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 I have a little church. Saints of God, that's why it's very important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why it's very important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. because the Holy Ghost is an encourager. He is a comforter. He will remind you of the different things that God done brought you from to keep you encouraged. It's no saint of God, my God, especially if you feel with the Holy Ghost, you cannot throw in a towel, because the Holy Ghost is not going to let you throw in a towel. And I just believe, and I truly believe, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, I ask you to just pray for the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost, because he is a keeper, he is a comforter. My God, I remember there's times where it gets so tough for me, it gets so tough at some times, my God, and the Holy Ghost wouldn't even let the thought come across my mind. And he, just like Mother Helen just put it out there, my God, he will remind you, God will affirm you who you are. You know, God is not going to allow you to fail, regardless if people count you out, regardless of what it looks like, or regardless of what it is. God is not going to allow you to fail. And I just pray and I just declare and decree that those are not filled with the true Holy Ghost, you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost, and let the Holy Ghost take over you and fulfill you. And that way you will never going to find a dull moment. God is not going to allow you to lose. You're going to do nothing but win. You're going to always be winner. So God, I pray, my God, that tonight, that those that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you will begin to get them filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is a comforter. It is an encourager. God, we thank you for what you are doing. And I declare and decree that many of you will be filled with the Holy Ghost, because it's nothing like it, nothing like it. And we all done came to that point. And we all done came to that point, to some part in your life. And Mother Helen said something very profound. You know, if you're going to be successful, you're going to go through something. And that's the thing that with people right there, being successful. And regardless of what you do, if it's ministry, if it's career, if it's in your business, if it's in your relationship, you're going to go through something. But it's nothing like having that comforter on your side. It's nothing like walking with the Holy Ghost and letting the Holy Spirit be on your side. So those that is going through something right now, it's easy to quit. It's easy to walk away. You know, people does that in church as well. You know, some of this things started getting tough. Things started to get chaotic. First thing do, they throw up their hands. They walk away. Amen. You know, and you ask them, how many times you been there? They got 3, 4, 5 of them up under their belt. Amen. But if you're going to be successful, it's going to be tough. That's one thing I know about success. And success is not easy. But if you're willing, I'm telling you right now, it is for you, but you got to be willing just to keep pressing when you don't feel like pressed. You keep pushing when you don't feel like being pushed. And you got to have to do what David did in the wilderness. There's going to be times where you're going to encourage yourself, because you ain't going to have no one to go and just give you that beautiful, great word. That word going to get pulled out of you. Amen? And I'm telling you right now, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, I pray that you be filled with the Holy Ghost. Good job, Mother Helen. Well done, my God. I thought I was in a revival at one morning, on one point. Amen. Amen. It was very excellent. Amen. Very excellent. And that's the difference of a person is filled with the Holy Ghost. God will keep the Holy Ghost begin to talk. And I just pray that the saints of the body of Christ begin to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And once you begin to get filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll find out who's your comforter. It'll get you to hang in there, and you'll find out why I got you to hang in there. Amen? So, people of God, don't look down, and don't look at your situation like you're going to drown. But God got something for you, and he has something special for you. And I thank God for each and every one of you once again. Very good encouraging word. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Back to you.
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. And we do say amen. Attaboy to my own mother, OG. Praise God. Amen. She's always a stirring word. Amen. Praise God. To get us stirred in the Lord. Amen. And know this right here, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will take you where no man can take you
Amen.
Or can go. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. So take that in.
You know what?
Amen. Come on.
You know
come on, Bob.
Pastor Smith, you know, once I got off the line, the Holy Ghost also told me. He said, "The Holy Ghost said, I am also a blocker. I am also a blocker." And it, just that quick, it brought me to that part where Mother Helen was talking about critics. I have critics. You know how many of us have critics. We have we have people that is in your ear, and they got to tell you this and tell you that. If you're not filled with a true Holy Ghost, you will be misled. But when you fill with the Holy Ghost becomes a blocker. It no matter what people say, what people got to tell you, what gossip they bring to you, what they try to tell you to do, that Holy Ghost becomes an ear blocker. And it begins to block that different stuff that try to comes in your ear. And not only that, it comes with a baseball bat. It begins to play baseball and start batting away everything that tried to come to you. So as soon as somebody said, "I think you should do that," God said, "You remember I took you through there." When somebody say, "You think you should do," you remember when I did there. This is what the Holy Ghost does, thanks to God. And I believe that if the body of Christ truly get filled with the Holy Ghost, nobody can not come and run and tell you this and tell you that, because something's going to be inside of you and just say, that ain't right. I think that's why I don't have too many people around me, because people can say what they want to say. They can tell me all this nonsense, but I'm going to hear God. I'm going to hear the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is the true blocker. And saints of God, don't let folks want to tell you all this stuff here. Use your Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost be your detector. Let the Holy Ghost be the one to detect what's coming in. Be your filter, because it will block anything that is not of God. It ain't going to have no weight in you. It's going to fall straight to the ground. It ain't going to happen, because you might as well be like baseball, batting it up. Who next? Batting it up, because the Holy Ghost is batting it all down. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Now, we hope you've gotten something out of this song tonight. I know I did. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
When you go away, amen, keep it, amen. Let
amen.
It go around and around, you know, and let God give you some revelation on that, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So you can use it in your life so you can stay on the right path with the
amen.
Lord Jesus. Well, we're just going to say we love you. Amen. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Wow, Deacon Joe Jackson. Amen. It's going to break the bread
amen.
Of life. Amen. Praise God. But
amen.
Until then, you be encouraged. You be blessed.
Yeah.
You keep your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
And be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We need your presence.